The Lord be with you.
No.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be constantly on the watch. Stay awake. You do not know when the appointed time will come. It is like people traveling abroad. They leave their home and put the workers in charge, each with a certain task, and those who watch it at the front gate are ordered to stay on the alert. So stay alert. You do not know when the owner of the house is coming, whether at dusk, at midnight, when the cock crows, or at early dawn. Do not let the owner come suddenly and catch you asleep. What I say to you, I say to you all. Stay alert." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The voice comes from Zoom. Glad to see you. I'm grateful to be in your presence, even though I'm not in the sanctuary. I've had the crud, and it's safer for both of us for me to be here. I'm delighted to be here, and I guess I would alert Leah and Hannah to know that something's changed. When you look around in the church, it's not the same as it was the last time you were here. It's very different in terms of all that green we had all summer long in the church. Now we're more like blue and purple and lights and candles. And that's because, like the seasons that happen outside, we have seasons in the church. And this season is called Advent. And that means the coming, the arrival. So what are we waiting for? We're waiting in anticipation. We're actively waiting. We're waiting to celebrate Christmas because that's the first coming of Jesus into our lives. And we're waiting for a second coming when Jesus is going to come again. And in the meantime, we're having a continual coming, the in-between time of where we are actively waiting because God's still here. God's still creating. So the good news is we have 3 short weeks, really, to get ready for Christmas. But that's not so much about just looking at Christmas as it is looking at our own hearts and seeing where we hear and notice and see God's presence among us and God's invitation. So as Buddy just read, we are to stay awake and be ready and notice what's going on. So we need to look at who we are and who God is. Our first reading talked about that we want a God who's going to intervene. We want a God who's going to come down, take care of all the bad guys. We want God to swoop in and fix things, people that are hurting, disease, poverty. We want God to fix it. And we want God to be somebody like somebody with a magic wand. And unfortunately, that's not the way God usually acts. God does not usually come in and swoop in and take care of all evil. And God does not usually swoop in and take care of things that hurt us. God could, but that's not God, the way God works. God works with us, not generally without us. God works with us and within us, and we're co-creating partners. So when we had the first reading, Christy talked about God being the potter and we're the clay. You all have had clay, right? And it's squishy and you can shape it into whatever. And so one view of God is that God's always mushing us around and the world and creating it this way and that way, and ta-da, that's the world. That's not the God we know. It's that God is the work, we are the work of God's hands in cooperation with God. So when you think about when you're making clay, you push it this way and say, stay. And it does, because this isn't alive. It isn't animated. It is stuck, however it's pushed. That's not the way we are. We're alive, and God is creating us. So when God gives a little nudge, we get to respond and do something or not. It's interactive, not static like this clay is. So I've heard people say, that's just the way God made me. Well, God might have made you that way, and you have a role in this too. So God's at work as the potter, as the creator, and we're co-creating with God. We're not passive. And so God invites us to participate in our own creation, both individually and collectively. God is still creating, but we have a job to do. We have to respond. And the only way we can respond is if we stay awake. So God nudges and whispers and connects dots and stimulates our connectivity. And we have choices. God says, I'm here. I'm near. Stay awake. Watch and listen. Use all your senses, and you'll find my presence among you. Then you have a choice to resist, to cooperate, to surrender, to accept, to push back, to expand in love. So in our everyday life, in our pain, in our joy, in our everyday ordinary, in our grief, in the extraordinary, we have invitations at work and at school and at home and when we're out and about and when we're taking a walk. God's always near. God's always here. And we have to pay attention. And so that's what this whole season of looking at the holy moment means. Is that's that single moment when you notice the presence of God. It might be direct, it might be indirect, but you hear, you sense that this is a moment when God's communicating, and you make yourself available and you say yes, and you set aside your willfulness and your preferences and your self-interest. And for just that moment, you do what you prayerfully believe God's calling you to do. Just that one moment. And if we string together a bunch of those one moments, and everybody in the room strings together a bunch of those moments, we're going to be creating the world that God wants, which is also the world that we want. So John's reading talked about we are richly endowed with every spiritual gift. We, as a whole creation, we have what we need. God's given it to us. The invitation comes to us. And then what are we going to do? We're not like that static clay. We're dynamic. We get to choose. So last week we talked about works of mercy. How do we care for one another, both physically and spiritually? And I invite you, each of you, all of you, to take a few minutes to journal this Advent. That could be in a notebook. That could be on the back of an envelope, which is a K thing. That could be a special thing that you buy for this. But at the end of each day, before you go to sleep, I invite you to do what's called the examine. And I want you to notice, when during the day did you notice God's presence? So when did I notice the Spirit or God? Did I see something? Did I hear something? Smell, taste, feel something? Just have a sixth sense about something? When did I notice that during the day? And then what did I do? So some of the time when I do that at night, I need to acknowledge without judgment that I maybe didn't respond. And that grows me too. And that helps my awareness. It's often in hindsight. So like maybe I had a little nudge that I needed to call a friend. I just had a little idea. You know what? You need to call your friend Barb. But I was busy and I didn't do it. And I didn't do it all day. And then in about a week, I get a notice that she's been in the hospital. Well, that nudge came, and I didn't pay attention. I wasn't awake, or I didn't act. So it could be either way in terms of that. So if we take time at night before we go to bed to notice when we noticed God's presence during the day, and how did we respond? Were we in co-creation with God? Even if our answer is that I royally messed that one up, that raises our awareness. And tomorrow we'll notice more and we'll be more responsive. So that's a maturing, a growth process for us. So even if it's something like noticing the sunrise and being in gratitude, or noticing the sunset and the awesome colors of the sunset, that's noticing God's presence, right? So we have choices. We can stay awake. The Spirit's always here, always with us, and we can move toward love and hope and joy and peace and reconciliation. Or we can miss those invitations. So the hope is during Advent, even though there's a lot going on, and we're buying gifts and we're doing the things that we need to do to prepare for Christmas, we'll just have this little idea that God's talking. And are we going to tune into that? So we need to wake up, pay attention, and stay awake for the continual coming of God in our midst. God is faithful and calls us to continue to create with God. Amen.